HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
With the Indian Air Force's IAF, Rafale fighter successfully test-firing the 60-kilometer range hammer-air-to-ground modular weapon in March, the air defense posture of both China and Pakistan has changed in the wake of the advent of the multi-role fighter in South Asia, according to people familiar with the matter. According to top South Bloc officials, with the IAF's first Rafale squadron just one shot of completion in Imbala, the Chinese have moved their so-called fifth-generation fighter J-20 ahead in the Tibet and Xinjiang air bases. The Pakistanis have also moved their Chinese import JF-17 fighter in key forward bases to tackle the clear and present threat of the Rafale fighter. Several hospitals in the national capital issued new distress messages about their dwindling oxygen supply as the crisis continued on Thursday, prompting the Delhi government to hit out at what it described as Jungle Raj by neighboring states of Haryana and Uttar Pradesh. The Union government, too, made new interventions, invoking the Disaster Management Act to remind all states that anyone restricting supplies will face punitive action under the law, while the Delhi Disaster Management Authority appointed two senior bureaucrats as nodal officers to ensure smooth movement of tankers and directed the Delhi police to provide security logistics from manufacturers' sites to various health facilities. The center on Thursday invoked the Disaster Management Act and directed the states and union territories to ensure uninterrupted production and supply of medical oxygen and its transport along interstate borders, amid reports of several states stopping supply vehicles from traveling to other areas. The order, issued by Union Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhulla, said the district magistrates, Deputy Superintendent of Police and Deputy Commissioner of Police of the district concerned will be personally liable in case there is any violation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday announced the launch of a joint climate and clean energy initiative with the United States to mobilize investments, demonstrate clean technologies and enable green collaborations in India that could also create templates of sustainable development for other developing countries. Prime Minister Modi, speaking at the Leaders' Summit in Climate convened by US President Joe Biden on Thursday, did not announce any changes or upgrades to commitments under the Paris Agreement but underlined that India was already doing its part and that the country's per capita carbon emissions are 60% lower than the global average. Captain of the Royal Challengers Bangalore, Virat Kohli, on Thursday became the first player in history to notch up 6,000 runs in the Indian Premier League while batting against Rajasthan Royals in match 16 of IPL 2021 at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. Kohli, the leading run-getter in the IPL, was on 5,949 runs prior to the start of the game, and a little over 13 years after he played his first IPL match, against KKR back in 2008, Kohli created history, getting to mount 6K and cementing his legacy even further.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
When did Chennai win its first cup?
In 2010.
Who won the orange cap last year?
KL Rahul with 670 runs.
If you too are a cricket know-it-all, then play the Crick Bazi contest. Watch Crick Bazi on HT Smartcast YouTube channel and win exciting gifts on the daily Crick Bazi Cup Bazigar contest. Crick Bazi on HT Smartcast YouTube channel. Click on the bell icon to never miss a chance to win. Subscribe to HT Smartcast for more podcasts.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.